My name's Karen. I'm a compulsive eater and restrictor, and I know many of you and some I don't. So I'd like to welcome Raquel, who's new to our meeting, and say I hope that something I share can be of use. But there's all these other people in the meeting who will also be sharing tonight, and we all have different stories and different ways that we came into the program and different ways we practice the program. But the solution is a common one. So I've been in, just quickly to qualify, I've been in programs since 1986. I came in around 34, 35 years old. And I came in because I was binging out of control, and I used to weigh about 60 or 70 pounds more than I do now, and I used to weigh under what I do now by about 10 pounds. So I know both about compulsive eating and restricting. And my recovery in OA has been on a middle path so that I don't have to be on either of those extremes anymore. I don't have to live there. And I don't have to live with the constant 24/7 obsession around the food in my mind and in my actions. So, for today, I was thinking about this story in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, which is our mother program. And the very last story in there is called AA Taught Him to Handle Sobriety. And I'm going to substitute OA terminology for his drinking terminology just to make it more understandable to us. But in the story, he quotes an old timer. OA does not teach us how to handle our compulsive eating. It teaches us how to handle abstinence. And he writes that he had stopped drinking several times, but never knew how to stay stopped. And I was thinking about that in all the stories we have in OA about people trying to stop and sometimes being able to stop for compulsively eating or restricting for short periods of time, like a day or a week or maybe months, but then falling off of that and going back to that old behavior. So that whole thing of how to stay stopped is really important. From our how to stay stopped from the compulsive eating or how whatever our food issue is. And it said in the story, the name of the game is not so much to stop compulsive eating as it is to stay abstinent. We have to deal with sobriety or abstinence every day. How do we do it? By learning through practicing the 12 steps and through sharing at meetings how to cope with the problems that we look to food to solve back in our binging days. So I think that's been a really important guide for me as I move through program all these years, that starting with when I came in, I just wanted to stop compulsive eating. And it took a while for that to happen. It took a while for what people were saying to get into me and for me to be able to do anything that anyone suggested. But eventually the food had boundaries around it. And once that started happening, once I had accountability to a sponsor around my food, I began to see that there were many, many other issues that I was going to have to deal with. And I learned about those by listening to other people. I learned about how to deal with those. So I'm not really any less a compulsive eater today than in my first meeting, but I have tools today. And just removing the food was not like removing the food, removing the problem foods were not enough because once that happened, I became anxious. I became scared. Like, how would I get through a day without eating all the time? How would I handle anything Wow, time already 5 minutes. Thank you. The program helped me to put down the food at first, and to but then once the food was down, I needed to participate in my recovery. And instead of relying on like old survival skills like isolating, I needed to learn new survival skills. Like I needed to learn how to make a food plan, how to stay on the food plan. I had to learn accountability. I had to learn how to reach out through fellowship. As that started happening, I needed to develop honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. And that started by becoming honest around the food, and then becoming more honest around my behaviors, and just has continued to be lead me into growth every day as I do that. I needed to develop, well, it always developing all these things moved me towards principles of the program that we have, like responsibility and integrity. Like having the food in its place, I began to get some sense of self-respect back. Like I wasn't always secretively eating and then presenting to the outside world and my friends a different kind of person who was all together and this and that. There was this split that was going on. And then the more the food became neutral, and it became in a container, meaning it had structure around it, the more my feelings started to have boundaries around them. And the more I began to feel a sense of integrity. And in the reading for we have a book called For Today in OA. It's a little daily reader. And in today, there was this line that it said about yielding to reality. And I had to start yielding to reality the minute I came in these doors. I had to yield to the reality that I was powerless over food. I just was. And that was hard to do that yielding. I had to yield to the reality that I needed structures around me, like a food plan. I need to weigh and measure. I need to have any food that I considered alcoholic foods, you know, that I would just go crazy on, had to be off of my food plan. And this allowed me to begin to adapt to reality. And by yielding to reality, I began to develop the skills to adapt to reality. And to do this, I keep it really simple. Every day, I read from the big book, pages 86 through 88, and I follow exactly what it says. And this sets up a foundation for my day. And I love it because it says, you know, we say, oh, it's one day at a time program. And in upon awakening, you know, I wake up and I'm a compulsive eater, an addict who needs help. And so I open up the little book and it says, on awakening, let us think about the 24 hours ahead. So all it's talking about is the 24 hours ahead that I need to think about. And it asked me to consider my plans for the day. So the night before, I write out a little list of the basic form of the day, which includes OA meetings, my food. It includes when a sponsee will call. It includes the tasks of the world that I'm involved in. And it says we begin by asking God or a higher power, however you think of something greater than yourself, to direct our thinking, especially asking that it be divorced from self-pity, dishonest, and self-seeking motives. And then it goes on from there. And having that underneath the day, I become really aware in the day when I'm being dishonest. It can be just be a small thing. Thank you. So that's 5 more minutes. Okay, thank you. So it can just be a small thing, it can be a large thing, but I begin to see where these things are coming up. And because the food's not in the way anymore, the feelings become really much more accessible to me, so I can see them so much quicker. And then it goes through and it says, if we, in thinking a bit about our day, we may face indecision. So it tells me what to do there. And it tells me to relax and take it easy and ask for an intuitive thought or decision. And I do that. Well, I'll come back to that. But anyway, I can, well, I'll just say, like, to yesterday and today, there were times when I just was sitting there like, well, I don't know, should I do this or should I do that next? And I just said, why don't you just sit down, breathe for a minute, and just open yourself and see what happens. And from doing that, I could move on to the next thing. It also goes on to say that we ask to be shown all through the day what our next step is to be. And I really appreciate that because there are many times in the day when I'm asking that to myself. It could be like, well, what do I do? Do I wash the dishes? Do I prep dinner? Do I return this call? And I'm sitting there going, ah, and it's like, why don't you just sit down, breathe, and then it'll occur to me, okay, why don't you wash your dishes first, and then you can cook dinner, then you can call the person. So I need this for just the ordinary things of life. Then it asks for a period of meditation. So I have that. I say the different prayers that are in the AA books, the third step prayer, the seventh step prayer, the 11th step prayer, and our serenity prayer. And then it says, as I go through the day, I pause when agitated or doubtful and ask for the right thought or direction. I'm always doing that as I go through a day. And it says, we humbly say to ourselves, "Thy will, not mine, be done." And then we're in much less trouble of, then we're in much less likelihood to get into all this trouble that can come from just being angry with someone or irritable or moody or something like that. So I just follow that. It's 24 hours a day. And then at night, it tells me what to do when I retire at night, and I constructively review my day. And it asks me, was I resentful, selfish, dishonest, or afraid? And it goes through a list of questions. And I find that so helpful because, yesterday I was eating breakfast and I just suddenly felt this weird thing. And I had a quarter of one of my teeth broke off. And I was like, oh no, the dentist. Oh, I hate the dentist. And I'm like, okay. I had all this resentment against my teeth and the dentist. And I was just in this thing. And I went on a meeting, and there were two shares that happened at that meeting. A newcomer who was in the throes of binging and was furious, and another member who was possibly being diagnosed with breast cancer. And I sat there and I was like, oh, okay, like this is nothing compared to what's going on here. I have a dentist, I can get it fixed, whatever. And it looks like I can't tell if there's more time or not here, but
You have a little less than a minute.
okay, great. So then I just go through that, and then I go to sleep and I start my next day, and it happens all over again. And so this allows me to handle my daily living, and it shows me how to interact in a positive way. I do little things like when I'm about to drive off in my car, I say a little prayer for myself and for the other drivers, and hope that we all treat each other with kindness. It's these tiny little steps I take to try to live my day with intention since the food is no longer in the way. And so I need to prepare myself every day by doing these. Thank you. I'll wrap up by doing these simple actions so that I can prepare myself to have an abstinent day where I'm sober in my food and in my actions. And that brings me peace in my food and peace in my world. And I think I will just end with that and say all of this is really about yielding and adapting to reality. And so that would be my topic for today, using program to yield or to adapt to reality. That's it. Thank you.